our agenda. Mr. Keith, please come forward. Item number 9, Steve Keith has been very patient with us today.
Item number 9, from the Sustainability and Environmental Engineer, Architectural Engineering and Environmental Services, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the status of implementation of the Green Print Resolution provisions. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Keith.
Yes, good afternoon, Chairman and members of the committee. The item before you is intended to provide the county board with an update as towards our progress towards the 16 different initiatives that were outlined in the Green Print Resolution. Because the report is rather lengthy, in the interest of time, it may be best for me to highlight maybe a half a dozen
please
accomplishments.
Good thinking.
Yes, and then open it up for questions after that. Since my last report, we continue with the guaranteed energy savings performance contracts and have in progress now a contract to implement $1.8 million in energy savings measures at the Community Correction Facility South that should result in utility savings of about $200,000 a year. We have also installed solar energy systems at Washington Park, Children's Court, and Fleet Garage. A 1,200 square foot green roof has been installed at Mitchell Park Domes and is accompanied by an educational kiosk installed inside the lobby that was partially funded with a grant from the MMSD. We recently completed construction of 2 acres of permeable pavement at the sports complex in Franklin. That was a part of the overall parking lot reconstruction project there. And the permeable pavement was installed to reduce the impact of stormwater runoff on the Root River, which is nearby there. The county has also received several awards directly related to the Green Print initiatives, including the Parks Department received an award of excellence from the Aldo Leopold Foundation for its efforts to restore natural areas within the parks through community-based projects. Clean Cities recently gave an award to our Fleet Department for substantially reducing fuel consumption in its fleet through conversion of a portion of our fleet to hybrid electric vehicles. And the Borna Botanical Gardens received an Intelligent Use Award for its rainwater harvesting project. And I would be...
That was designed, I think, by Kevin Haley of the Parks Department, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe, Mr. Chairman, he was involved in that.
Yeah.
That's correct. And finally, I'd be remiss not to mention that one of our Green Print initiatives, the long-awaited hiring of a full-time director of sustainability, will be accomplished shortly. I believe the new director's first day in the job will be February 11th. That's my understanding.
And his name is slipping me.
His name is Mr. Chairman, Gordon Bennett, Gordy Bennett. He comes to us from the University of Tennessee, where he currently serves as the Sustainability Director for the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
Good. Well, that's a welcomed addition. It's been a long while waiting. Are there questions by committee members of Mr. Keith? Well, thank you. That item is informational. Before we adjourn, indulge me for a moment. When I was running for office back in 2002, in a sun-baked July afternoon, I was staggering down a block, perspiring profusely, when I came upon a gardener kneeling in his garden, and I pitched him after weeks and weeks and weeks of campaigning. And that gentleman, Mr. Steve Duback, who is with us today, listened to my pitch, rose up with kind of a shrug, walked into his house, and came back with a check. The first contribution I received from my campaign to attain public office. So, Steve, it's welcome. I'm surprised to see you here.
Thank
you.
Mr. Chairman.
Uh-oh.
And Steve, I'd like to know how your garden is.
Not bad. Not so bad.
What is this?
It's good to have you with us today. There being no further business before this committee, we stand adjourned.
All right.
Yeah.